Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paribhujaka Charnja Astatarasada Shishi Maresi Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandigo Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Then that supreme authority, personified by sound and unseen by eyes, but most wonderful, stopped speaking. Feeling a sense of gratitude, I offered my obeisances unto him, bowing my head. Report. That the personality of Godhead was not seen but only heard does not make any difference. The personality of Godhead produced the four Vedas by his breathing, and he is seen and realized through the transcendental sound of the Vedas. Similarly, the Bhagavad Gita is the sound representation of the Lord, and there is no difference in identity. The conclusion is that the Lord could be seen and heard by persistent chanting of the transcendental sound. Vandeham. Shri Guru, Shri Jata Parakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadya Deshatarine Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Lambigate Girim Yad Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. So, here we are in London. We're not in Kaloka Vrindavan. There's some separation there. But you know what? Doesn't matter because, as Prabhupada says, the Lord can be seen and heard by persistent chanting of the transcendental sound. So, the point is, the sound of the holy name, the sound of the Vedic wisdom, hearing that sound is as good as being in Goloka Vrindavan and seeing Krishna face to face, if you're in the right state of consciousness. Problem is, we're not in the right state of consciousness. That's the problem. So we're chanting our rounds, you know, Hare Krishna, Daivabra Japa, you know. We're not tuned in to the sound vibration. This is called aparad. Instead of giving namaruchi, we're getting namaparadhi, you see. Therefore, we're cheating ourselves out of the nectar. So how do we get out of this aparadhi state of consciousness that we're in right now and come to the ecstatic prema position? That's called sadhana bhakti. The good news is, for us sikhis, there's a program of getting healed. That's the good news. Papa knows we're sick. So he gave us this wonderful healing process. He gave us a hospital called ISKCON, which we can recuperate from our madness of material lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Prabhupada has given us the cure how to get out of this horrible nightmare. Actually, it's just a nightmare. The real fact is, we're Krishna's eternal associates in his transcendental pastimes in a divisional form or an expanded form. We're all associates of the Lord. That's who we actually are. But we're dreaming this nonsense damn body. You see? But Prabhupada has come to save us from this, you see. It's a wonderful, wonderful process. Wonderful, wonderful process. If we have faith in our beloved founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, have absolute faith that Prabhupada knows exactly what he's doing. He's one of Krishna's associates from the transcendental world who's come to bring us back to our positions in the transcendental world. Is he? To rescue us from this drowning in the cycle of birth and death. We have complete, total faith in Prabhupada that his teachings are perfect. His vision is perfect. It has to be because he was sent by Krishna to this world to give us these books. So, it's perfect. These teachings are perfect, this process is perfect, everything is perfect to free us from our ocean of imperfections in which we are drowning at the present time like anything. So we have to be patient. I've been doing this for 47 years and I still haven't seen Krishna face to face. Actually, Prabhupada ordered me when I was a young brahmachari. He said, now you disqualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. Wow. What an order. You know that verse. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadavrihida yeshu valokayanti yang shama shundarama chint yaganas varupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, and the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts for the eye of devotion. With Shama Sundar, Krishna himself, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts for the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love. Prabhupada explains, not knowing that they see Krishna within, but they see him without also. We have to get that prema anjana. You see. It's a very special ointment. Anjana means ointment. It's interesting, in English there's another word, unguent. If you look in the unabridged dictionary, there's a synonym for ointment, unguent. Notice the etymological connection between anjana and unguent. Very interesting connection there, unguent. It's kind of interesting, you know, Prabhupada was a pharmaceutical businessman before. And he's still a pharmaceutical businessman, but he switched to premanjana. We have one medicine now in our pharmacy. ISKCON's a pharmacy dispensing premanjana, the ointment of love of God. Interesting simile. He's still a pharmaceutical businessman. But he's narrowed his collection of drugs down to one drug, and that's premanjana. The ISKCON pharmacy. So the doctor has prescribed, you need premanjana. That's your prescription to cure you of your disease. Now you're blinded by lust, by anger, by greed, by madness, illusion, and envy. That's our position. We're blinded by these damn things. You see? But this premanjana, it drives it away. It's just a covering. Actually, our natural position is to be able to directly see Krishna at every minute. That's our natural, healthy state. You see? We simply have to get free of this garbage, flush it down, get rid of it, get it out. You see? Empty the garbage can, get it out. So this process is very, very effective. And even as you begin the process, as I'm just a beginner after 47 years, you see, even still as a beginner, I'm seeing the difference between now Sankarshan Das Brahmachari in 1971. I'm seeing a huge difference in my consciousness. Although I'm not there yet, I got so many faults, you see. But I'm seeing there's some improvement happening here. This process does work. It definitely works. And the way I feel about life is completely transformed. That bewilderment I had as a youth, what is the meaning of life? No one could tell me. I was studying the university at our college. We had a class, a whole series called Basic Studies. Of course, that was the campus joke, BS 101, BS 102. It was a whole course to study our great Western civilization beginning in that place, which is now called Iraq. That's what we studied. The Tigris and the Euphrates, and then the Greeks and the Romans, and then the Europeans, and then the Americans. You see, our wonderful culture. We're supposed to understand these great philosophers like Sartre and Bertrand Russell, and your Britishers have Bertrand Russell. You see, all these great thinkers are going to enlighten us. But was there any enlightenment? No. I still had no idea who I am, what is the purpose of my existence. Not one of these great thinkers could tell me who I am and why I exist. No one, you see. But one very great thinker is Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, you see. I've realized on the highest level of spiritual realization came, and he made it very clear. Prabhupada made sense out of everything, you see. It all made sense. Once you understood Prabhupada's teachings, then everything makes sense. Why I'm here, why I'm suffering, why I have this particular body, why I'm going through all these situations, it all makes sense. And the amazing thing is that I've been realizing lately, because it's always been there, but I wasn't so aware of it, but now I'm more conscious of the fact that actually Krishna is personally present at every minute. He's fully aware of everything I'm going through, everything that you're going through. Krishna is the supreme orchestrator. He's arranging everything at every nanosecond for your benefit to help you come back to Him, help me also, help us come back to Him as soon as possible. Everything. The good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly, it's actually all beautiful. Everything is beautiful when you see in relationship with Krishna. Everything is beautiful. The sufferings of the material world are a great blessing. A great blessing. The suffering, the anxiety we go through being separated from Krishna, that's fantastic. It's to help us say, what am I doing here? Trying to enjoy this rascal material world. You see? The rascal loka. What am I doing? You're trying to enjoy rascal loka. Why am I such a stupid rascal? I'm trying to enjoy rascal loka. You see? What kind of idiot am I? Okay, wake up, dummy. Wake up. What are you doing here trying to enjoy this place? This is not your home. You're a fish out of the water trying to enjoy on the beach. Give me a cigar. Give me a Hollywood star girlfriend, give me a Rolls Royce. You know, what is this nonsense? Fish on the beach. You just gotta get back to your constitutional position. That's all. That's all you need. And is it difficult? No. You just say Hare Krishna with love. You say Hare, if you don't have love, just say it with faith. Of course, love is high, that's prema, but faith is the beginning. Shraddha. Even if you don't have any love, just say it with faith. That this medicine has been given to me, and this medicine will cure me. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's all you need is faith, you see. If you just have faith in the name, and you keep chanting it, you do your vows, the initiates must keep their vows of chanting at least 16 rounds every day, you see. And if you follow behind, we'll pick it back up again. You can pick it up. You can do it. Krishna will help you. Your spiritual master will empower you. Everything is there available for you to become totally, absolutely ecstatic right now. To become completely free of all the distress of material existence. Right now, Krishna is fully available. We should really be tune in, as they say, to the here and now. You see. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the original teacher of Here Now philosophy. He said, forget the past that sleeps, and ne'er the future dream at all, but act in times that are with thee, and progress thee shall call. So here I am right now, sitting at in the temple room of the Bhaktivinoda Manor in the UK. So how can I maximize this opportunity I have right now? How can I get the most out of this moment? What should be my mood? You see, my dear Krishna, I've been a rascal for thousands and millions of lifetimes, stupidly trying to enjoy separately from you, but now I understand this is a big mistake, and I'm begging you, my dear Lord, please help me become free from all of this stupid material attachment still lingering in my heart so I can become absolutely, totally purified. I can fully realize you right now, my Lord. Please bless me with full realization right now. We have a special prayer for that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So what's the difficulty? Prabhupada always say, what's the difficulty? Actually, there's no difficulty, but we imagine, we create difficulties, you see. We have to kick out this concocting nature which is creating so many difficulties and simply take Krishna as he is. Suhridam sarvabhutanam. Your very best friend has never abandoned you. He's traveled with you through thousands and millions of lifetimes, always sitting there in your heart, blessing you with his divine presence. Is it? He's never abandoned. Our very best friend, who's very well situated. He happens to own everything, control everything, know everything, and he's your best friend. If your best friend knows everything, owns everything, controls anything, then what's the difficulty? Why should there ever be any difficulty? The only difficulty is we turn our backs on our best friend. That's our difficulty. We have turned our backs on our best friend. That's the problem. It's the only problem. Just got to turn back around. Okay, Krishna, here I am. I'm ready for your mercy. Just engage me whoever you like. That's all. I'm ready now to be engaged however you like for all of eternity. Let my every thought, my every word, my every deed in all times, places, and circumstances be unlimitedly, totally, completely pleasing to you. You see? Some may think, well, what about me? Well, that's how you become satisfied, sir. If you try to enjoy separately from God, you're actually cheating yourself. If the hand tries to enjoy the food separately from feeding into the body, the hand is cheating itself out of the nutrition it needs. So don't be a cheater. Don't be an idiot trying to enjoy separately from God. You engage every infinitesimal fragment of your total being in his service. You see? And this way, the magic happens, you see. The mystical magic actually happens. You actually come to another dimension beyond London, beyond the UK, beyond the planet Earth. You actually enter into a transcendental dimension, even while you're riding on this damn subway. You see? It's just a matter of tuning into Krishna. Being very serious now that I have to be the pure devotee. I have no other business to do except to be Krishna's pure devotee. Don't cheat yourself by remaining a mixed devotee. Mixed devotee means mixed up, confused. Arjuna was like that, you see. But he realized, this is a mistake. I have to just do what Krishna wants. That's all finished. All you have to do is say, oh Krishna, now I belong to you. I will do whatever you want. Bus, finished. You see. You come to that mentality, you're going to be bliss and heavy every minute in all situations. Nothing will ever disturb you ever again. And if you get disturbed, just come, bring it back. Say, Krishna, I belong to you. Whatever you want me to think, speak, and do, bless me, I can do them. See, we can understand this. We can bring ourselves to that consciousness, but then due to past habits for millions and billions of lifetimes of trying to enjoy separately, we tend to drift away from it again and again. Therefore, yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astaram tatas tatal nayam yatat atman yavivisham yayat, Krishna says to Arjuna. From wherever and whatever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must suddenly withdraw it, boom, and bring it back under the control of the self. You see? It's like the mother training a little kid. You see? Okay, Amit, stop that. Come here, do this. Just keep training that little rascal kid called your mind. Keep training that rascal little kid until finally he learns how to obey. You see? That's all. You have to be persistent. That mind, you are now going to take my directions on what you're going to think about. You don't have the freedom now to just think about any damn thing you want. Now you're under my order and control. I'm engaging you according to these teachings that Prabhupada has given, and now, mind, you must stay fixed in these teachings. And this vision given by Prabhupada, mind, you must now see through this vision only. Don't entertain other visions. Other visions are now taboo, my dear Prabhu mind. They're all taboo. Now you must see and experience everything through this vision given by Prabhupada. You see? So we just have to keep working on that damn thing, you see. It keeps running away. It keeps running away. But you have to be more determined to control the mind, and that mind is determined to remain uncontrolled. You understand? You have to be more determined to bring your mind under control than your mind is determined not to be under control. If you have that determination and that enthusiasm, you win. Actually, Prabhupada gave me a wonderful instruction when I was just a brand new devotee. Actually, when I got initiated, I sent my dakshina. Prabhupada was in a place called London at the time. I sent my dakshina over here to London, and Prabhupada wrote me back from London. And it's something about my letter. I don't know what it was, but Prabhupada said, I can see you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. I think it's because I was a Vishnu Jan Swami. He was a pretty enthusiastic devotee. I was inspired by him. He said, I can see you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy, eager to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. If you will simply continue enthusiastically as you were doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. Wow. What a great blessing from Prabhupada. Prabhupada guaranteed if I would remain enthusiastic, I would get Krishna's blessing. So I'm trying now, even at the age of 70. And it's amazing. I was preaching to some karma at the airport. He said, you don't look like you're 70 years old. You see? I think it's that blessing from Prabhupada, enthusiastic, you know. Enthusiasm is one of the symptoms of youth, you see. Old age means, you know. But Prabhupada has ordered me to always be enthusiastic. And it's amazing. It's like being a young person, even though you're a 70-year-old body, you know. Jai, my dear Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Ram, Sita Ram, please bless us with prema. So yeah, if you stick to this process, the process works. Always be enthusiastic to get up in the morning, be enthusiastic to hear Bhagavatam, to speak Bhagavatam, be enthusiastic to make the world Krishna conscious. That's our mission. This is our family business. Our family business is we are meant to deliver the whole world. You see? There's a wonderful prayer in this connection that I often remember. We actually sing it in Sanskrit every day. Prabhupada expanded what is the inner meaning of Bahir Nasingho Hridaye Nasingha. The expanded meaning is, may Lord Nisringadev dwell within my heart, killing all of my bad propensities, so that my mind becomes completely clean, and I can bring peace to the entire world. So that's a pretty powerful prayer. Nishingim within, nishingim without means I have to be totally nishingized, and then now it's my duty to see that the whole world becomes totally nishingized. You see? It's my duty to act, to speak, think, and act in such a way that all the high court judges in every country of the world be bearing Vaishnava Tilak as soon as possible. You see, that's my duty. Every morning when I get up, I have this world deliverance mission sitting on my head given by Prabhupada, you see. I have to live for this. Now we may not be successful, and we may be successful. But as long as we stay fixed in that determination that my life is dedicated to being Krishna's pure devotee and making the whole world Krishna consciousness, as long as I'm fixed in that consciousness, my success is there. You see? My success is there. So we have a great opportunity here to revolutionize these rascals, namely ourselves, and to revolutionize the whole world. And I think we can do it. Prabhupada said, in 18 days, we can conquer the whole world if you will simply cooperate with me. So that means we're not cooperating very well with Prabhupada right now, because we haven't made the whole world Krishna conscious in 18 days. So we have to see, in what ways are we not fully cooperating with Prabhupada? You see, do I have any thoughts that are not pleasing to Prabhupada? Do I speak anything that's not pleasing to Prabhupada? Am I doing things that are not pleasing to Prabhupada? If I am, I gotta weed it out. You see, I gotta weed it out. Gotta weed it out. Because the fact is, Prabhupada told us there's a powerful morning walk conversation in Los Angeles in 73, December. Prabhupada told us, be yourselves perfect. He ordered us to become perfect and lead the whole world. That was the order. Prabhupada wants us to be the leaders of this whole world. You see? Not to take political positions necessarily, but to be in a position to where the leaders will take their training from us. Your prime minister will come, you see, to your GBC here in the UK. How can I run the UK in a way that pleases Prabhupada? That's the kind of preaching we have to do, to where these leaders will come to our leaders and say, how can I run the United States or Britain or India or whatever it may be? How can we manage this country in such a way that Prabhupada will be pleased? That's the level of success that Prabhupada ordered us to come to in this movement. So we got a long way to go. But if we understand what the goal is, to become completely pure within our hearts, qualified to see Krishna directly at every minute, and we become qualified to actually attract all the leaders of this world to guide their countries, their corporations, whatever they're running, their educational institutions, in a way that is pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, then our movement is successful. See, then we've achieved the goal that Prabhupada gave us. You see? So we have a humongous challenge to cross over this ocean of anarchism in which we are drowning, and to lead this entire world out of chaos. We have a tremendous duty and responsibility given by Srila Prabhupada. If we sincerely endeavor in that attempt, then Krishna will bless us. He will take us back to his abode. He will bless us. If we sincerely endeavor to carry out the orders given to us by his divine grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paribhajakacharnja Astatarasadashi Srimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. So I can ask now if there's any questions or any challenges.